Welcome to EDF 1005, Introduction to the Teaching Profession. I am Diane Fields, and I have been teaching this course at Gulf Coast State College since 2005. This is a comprehensive course which will serve as a foundation of knowledge as you begin your studies about the teaching profession. Our course is divided into five major areas. We will be completing reflection questions, discussion board topics, field observations in kindergarten through 12th grade classrooms, lesson plan and a microteach, and exams. The course is based upon a point system where you will be able to earn up to 1,000 points for your submitted assignments. Each of the assignment categories is listed here in this PowerPoint slide and the associated point values. When completing the reflection question assignments, you will go beyond the textbook readings to explore topics. I've included a rubric to serve as a guide for assignment completion. Be sure to use a word processing program to complete this assignment and upload it to the digital Dropbox. Your assignments will be graded after 1 week. Watch the assignment deadlines closely. In our discussion board topics, you will once again go beyond the textbook readings to research topics. Be sure to post your initial thoughts long before the assignment deadline. The point of a discussion board is to engage in conversations with classmates, so you want to engage your classmates in dialogue. After you complete a background check, you will need to complete 15 hours of observations for this class and this class only. As a result, you are discouraged from taking this class at the same time as the diversity class, because that would mean a total up to 30 field observation hours. Each set of observations will require you to complete a specific task during and after your time in the classroom. A Camtasia video will provide additional support to the field observation process. Please note, field observation assignments have flexible deadlines due to issues that may occur on behalf of the school. For example, a school may need to reschedule an appointment after an assignment deadline. Getting a background check will be one of your very first steps in this class. Please review the Camtasia background check video and begin this process immediately. A major element of EDF 1005 is creation of a lesson plan through a series of small formative type assessments. Camtasia video and sample lesson plans will help guide you through the process of developing a unique lesson plan. After you develop the four pieces of the lesson plan, use the ideas provided from my assignment feedback to put together the pieces. Now you've created a final lesson plan. Now that you have your final lesson plan, it's time to actually teach. Gather a small group of learners or go into a classroom to teach a 10 to 15 minute segment of your lesson plan. Understanding how ANGEL works is a critical element of success in this course. Once you get into the course, notice the tabs. This Lessons tab will be very important to you. You will see that each week of the 16-week course is laid out for you. In addition, there's a folder that has some of the supporting documents that will help you navigate this course. When I go up to week one, you'll see a 16-week assignment overview. I'm going to encourage you to open up this document and print it out. This will provide you with a list of everything that you will be doing throughout the semester. In addition, each week we'll have the assignments for this week. For week one, you're to read chapters one and chapter two. You're to complete discussion board topic number one, and there's a reminder to post your initial thoughts long before the assignment deadline. It tells you to begin the background check process and watch the Camtasia video. Read through the syllabus and the 16-week assignment summary, and review the Welcome to EDF 1005 Camtasia video. And finally, we have the actual discussion board, and here's where you will open it up and you will go ahead and post. If you go back to the Lessons tab, you will see all of the weeks laid out for you. If you're experiencing any technical issues, please make sure that you contact the help desk or give me a phone call long before assignment deadlines. Some of the general rules for this class include printing out the 16-week assignment summary. With the exception of field observations, all assignments must follow assignment deadlines. Assignments for this class are due on Friday at 11:59 a.m. in the morning. It's very helpful to read through all of the supporting documents when completing assignments. I look forward to working with you this semester. Once the course begins, please be sure to send all emails through Angel. Most emails are answered in less than 24 hours. How I'll make sure that all are answered within 48 business hours. I will be online each Monday between 5 and 6 p.m. to answer your questions in a live format. Good luck in the course.